Welcome to Cinema Vino. This is a special mini-sode where we are going to do a quick Oscar recap and share our thoughts on the Oscars as a whole. So I'll kick things off and say I was a bit shocked that Green Book won. It was a good movie. I felt there were better movies this year. Roma was one of them. The Favorite was one of them. There was movies like If Beale Street Could Talk, which I thought were better, and didn't even get nominated. So, it's crazy.
Weak.
It's a crazy world we live in.
But did A Star Is Born, did that win any?
It Oscars? Won for Best Original Song, which I think.
Well, yeah.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga performed that one. That was good.
I mean, I saw that clip today, actually.
I was shocked that Gaga did not win.
For actress?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, she was straight up actress?
Yeah.
Okay. Was she your favorite? Was she your pick?
Olivia Colman, who was in The Favorite, she played Queen Anne in that one. And then she's going to play Queen Elizabeth in The Crown.
Oh,
so that would be fascinating to see the different queens that she plays, which Queen Elizabeth is very straight-laced by the book.
And the other queen in that, was it Margot Robbie? Or isn't there another one with Saoirse Ronan?
You were thinking about Queen of Scots. That's a different one.
Oh.
That's a whole other barrel of monkeys. I don't know if that was nominated for
The Favorite. Who was... Did she have a... Who was Olivia Colman acting?
She was Queen Anne, and then yes. Rachel Weisz and Emma Stone.
That was
the superior movie of the two royal whatnots, and that would have been one of my picks if I had to pick one.
What the hell am I thinking of though? With Margot Robbie, Mary
Queen of Scots.
Okay, Mary. Okay,
yeah.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, it was the
meh.
It was meh. But yeah, I was shocked that Green Book won, but it does kind of fit the Oscar template. You know, Driving Miss Daisy won Best Picture, and this movie is the flip.
Sorry. I just always think of that during Miss Daisy.
So it's a flip.
Yes.
It flips
the idea of, and you have the white chauffeur driving a black man across the Deep South. It's based on a true story. It's a good movie. It was entertaining. It was incidentally directed by Peter Farrelly, who did... Dumb and Dumber.
Suck Me Sideways.
Something About Mary.
I didn't know that.
And Me, Myself, and Irene. It's the same.
So, wait, the other brother didn't direct it?
No. It was just one. It's just Peter like the Zucker Brothers.
And
Bobby? Like, God damn it, Bobby.
Shemp? I think it was Shemp.
So, Winky. Okay. Sorry, that caught me off guard. I did not watch a lot of the Oscars. 2018 was a rough year for me. I just kind of just zoned out and didn't really watch a whole lot. But the one that I did see that won...
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Joe and I are getting help.
the help that you deserve.
Yeah, the help that we deserve. The one that I did want to watch really, really bad that I saw that did win was Free Solo, the documentary about a guy that climbs El Capitan that's in Yosemite Park. Alex Arnold, I think his name is, and climbed it with nothing, just chalk, legs, and arms. And from what I hear, it was very, very, very well done. I saw tons of clips of it, and you know, it looked very intense. And honestly, one of those ones, I didn't know any of the documentaries that were with it.
Yeah.
So it's unfair of me to say, but like, I think I was just from seeing it at all the other film festivals and just not seeing it all the way through, but seeing clips, it looked very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
You
so
said he only climbed with arms, legs, and chalk? Like he chalked his hands? Like
yeah. I mean, there was
like
no...
Like he didn't have any ropes? Or
no ropes. Jet? It's yeah. It's a huge, huge climb. And yeah, it obviously being filmed very, very well. Is, you know, just that's half the cinematography.
Ooh.
It's like,
Word of the day calendar that Todd has here at his house.
Continues. Yes.
Cinematography.
From what I could tell was awesome. Half the battle with... any Oscars is like a film that wins that nobody's have seen, you just increased your DVD, you know, streaming sales like outrageous because everyone's like, well, shit, that one won Best Picture. Well, now I gotta see it. And sometimes that movie's dog shit, you know?
Well, so the Oscars and everything like that, any of those fancy awards, they really like their stories and stuff, but like, something can get Best Picture, but it's only a movie that you want to maybe see once. You're like, yes, I did enjoy that. And you do polite golf clap. But then there's like those other movies that win that you're like, oh, yeah, I fucking watch that every day. Like, Did Forrest Gump win?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
It beat Pulp Fiction.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, you have all those other movies that just, I mean, you can polite golf clap a movie. You're like, oh, good for them. Yes, they should have won.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not stand the test of time. You're like, what won this year? Like, oh, yeah. I've never heard that one. Like, I need to go back and look. And
I,
it just crash. Doesn't.
That's, yeah.
I mean,
that's a great.
It's, yeah. In the moment, they're like, yes, this should win. We think so. But it doesn't have legs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a film that's there. People talk about it. It's on Yahoo News for a little while. And then everybody's just like, oh, yeah, remember that actor that was in that one thing that we don't really watch? I think I watched it once, maybe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, that's how it goes.
We kind of talked off the cuff before we... off the cuff, again, I said it for some reason. But the movie that... You're talking about standing the test of time. You know, and a lot of these movies, they're just different at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, okay, well, hey... Here's this new one, like this. We're doing a Driving Miss Daisy remix, mm-hmm. and you know we're gonna do that. But you know, are you gonna watch it again? Are you gonna wake up and be like, you know what? I could really want to watch the Green Book. Is mm-hmm. that what it was?
Green Book, yeah.
Like, let's watch that again.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. And you know, I really thought when I saw Gladiator for the first time, I was like, that's gonna win a lot of awards. And by God, I still watch Gladiator to this day. It was mm-hmm. like...
Yeah, every time it's on, you're like...
Yeah, I was like, yes. Like, hell yeah, I'm watching this.
You know what I'm
like,
doing this afternoon.
Yeah, I was like, but I'm not going to watch Driving Miss Daisy Part 2, Electric Boogaloo. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm not going to watch that again. Like,
I mean, I'll watch Driving Miss Daisy again, but it's like...
Well, not...
It's like 10 years between, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, man, if Hogue manages to... I mean, if he can date Daisy, she's R.I.P. I'll watch that.
but you know,
the
but,
hell?
But standing the test of time, I think, you know, because I feel like a lot of the movies that have won over the last few years, it's like, yeah, that movie was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I'm not going to buy the DVD. I'm
Shawshank Redemption win?
Did not. Did that not. Got beat out by Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Ooh, mm-hmm. Oh, those are all the same.
94 was a good year.
Was that the second win for Tom Hanks?
Mm-hmm. Second in a row.
And then, okay. And then he lost his...
Philadelphia the first.
Philadelphia was the first, and the third was Apollo?
I think it was Apollo 13.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
But he was definitely... This is another one, was Saving Private Ryan. He was nominated for that one, which is a couple years after that.
Right.
But, you know, again, that was another movie that Joanna hadn't seen until we got together and rewatched it. Yep. And, of course, she was very moved by it. And, I mean, she thought it was a great movie. And I explained to her, it's like, do you know that did not win Best Picture that year? And can you name the movie that beat it?
No, but I really want to know now.
Beat which movie?
Saving Private Ryan.
What?
Which one?
Wait, what year?
98.
Christ.
Big Lebowski.
Godzilla.
You're 0 for 2 on those. Shakespeare in Love.
Son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. See?
God damn it, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm-hmm.
Slut.
And was Rafe, like, or Rafe Fiennes?
Rafe Fiennes.
Rafe, mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
No, that was Joseph Fiennes.
Joseph. Who can he fucking fine. Tell?
But yeah, it's like they miss the mark whenever they have a movie like that, like Saving Private Ryan, that like really captures. It's a great movie.
Emotion and like the time frame of the movie. Oh, it's like
it was mm-hmm. the inception for like the entire Band of Brothers on HBO, which is fucking money. Also, mm-hmm. Taylor, you're watching Band of Brothers.
God,
that's a phenomenal.
Yes, miniseries. It's only 10 episodes. It's like just one season.
So it's a mini.
It's a one and done. It's like based off a book, and but
is that a mini series? Is 10 episodes a mini series? Yes.
I mean,
you can do 2 episodes and have it be a mini series.
Yeah. It's a finite or sometimes a maxi series. I don't know.
Any sort of one off thing that has a defined beginning, middle, and end.
Is
a mini.
Same thing like graphic novels is a comic book that has like an absolute end that they're just like, you know, it's just a snapshot. You get the full.
So the Beatles anthology would be, is that a miniseries?
Yeah.
When they first aired that, the anthology 1, 2, and 3?
It's nonfiction, quote unquote. Yeah. I mean, I would call it, it's different. But, I mean, Lonesome Dove, if you ever saw Lonesome Dove, that's an example of one.
Yeah. Oh, Travis is doing something. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Todd, what am I drinking?
That is the Lagunitas Supercluster.
There we go.
A tasty beverage.
Yeah.
But there's movies like that we watch all the time where I'm like, did you know that did not win Best Picture the year it came out? Yeah. And it's like, the Oscars sometimes really fail to capture the big moment of... And I liked Forrest Gump, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it at the time I watched it. But Pulp Fiction was one of the defining movies of the 90s. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was one of the movies.
So what was... Roma was your pick, mm-hmm. right? That was your horse.
Yeah.
If Roma was not in the running, like, who would have been your next choice? Like, what's your top three?
I mean, excluding Roma, The Favorite would have been one of mine. If Beale Street Could Talk, which wasn't even nominated.
Fucking dicks.
Would have been the other one. Beyond that, it's tough. I would have said, out of the field of nominees, probably Bohemian Rhapsody or Star is Born.
Which one did you like better out of those two?
Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. Star is Born was a pleasant surprise. I expected it to be too much like the movies and inspired it. I mean, it's, you know, Star is Born, they made the first version of it, I think, in like 1933. That's been around for almost 100 years.
There have been three other iterations.
Yeah, which I was completely unaware of. Like, when it first came out, I was like, Bradley Cooper is doing what?
Mm-hmm. One of them was Kris Kristofferson and Dolly Parton.
Barbra Streisand.
Damn it.
We did that actually in the earlier podcast.
Mine would have been better.
You're thinking about Rhinestone with, I think, Burt Reynolds and Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Evanstone.
Mm-hmm. Which one was Demi Moore and she was playing a stripper?
That's Showgirls. That's not Showgirls.
Nope. That's with Kelly Kapowski. Nope.
Nope.
That's with
Jesse.
Yep. Jesse Spano. So which one is the one with Demi Moore when she's a stripper?
And striptease. Somehow this Oscar minisode ended up talking about Kelly Kapowski as a stripper.
Yeah, no, she was in...
Did Jesse Spano.
Yeah. Yes.
And she squirts ketchup all over her fries. I remember that scene in that movie. And, you know, I saw that once.
Crap. What was Kelly Kapowski in with Pauly Shore? Son-in-law. Carry on.
Oh, my
Carry
God.
On. Carry on. I don't
think that was Kelly Kapowski. I think that was Carla Gugino.
No. But, excuse me, Tiffany Amber Thiessen was... The girlfriend of
right, like, she was in it for a little
Carla
bit.
Carla Gugino's,
okay. Yes, Carla Gugino, yes,
yeah. So I,
her boys.
Let's just carry on.
I didn't mean to.
Oh no, it's okay. I didn't mean to
step on your Gugino.
I didn't want to talk about the movie. I just wanted to make sure we all were on the same page that Son-in-Law was a movie that got filmed.
Was Spy Kids 3D? Was that also nominated for an Oscar? Guys, we
Robert Rodriguez definitely. Spy Kids 2 was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That was Return of Sharknado and Aquaboy or whatever.
Well, I was also informed that Danny Trejo was in Spy Kids 2.
Mm-hmm. Get that man a Best Supporting Actor.
So am I wrong to say that Danny Trejo, Machete, is in the same universe as Spy Kids?
Probably.
I mean, is that is that what we're gathering from this?
And he's also Danny Rose from Con Air.
Mm-hmm.
The end of his life happens on a plane.
He just loses an arm in Con Air. We didn't see him die.
You're telling me Machete has a bionic arm now to help him wield more machetes?
We just don't know the time frame of Con Air and then Machete. Or
Todd, I'm sorry that Taylor and I have ruined
your Oscar episode. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
We apologize, gentle viewer. Listener.
What I'm trying to get at is that Machete is in the same universe as Spy Kids. This is what we're getting at.
Honestly, they've made two Machete movies. If they make a third one where he's got bionic arm and he's got two on one side and he can wield three machetes... Count like take my $15 out of my wallet and I will buy a second seat as well. I will be first in line for that Robert Rodriguez Danny Trejo fucking train wreck.
Yes.
I'm sorry. So we enjoyed Roma.
We have derailed the Oscars. But I think what we've come to, what we're saying here.
Roma was really good.
Yeah, Roma was really good, and Danny Trejo needs an Academy Award.
13th Warrior had really good weather.
Yeah.
And then, you know, good old Lord of the Rings, the third one, got like 11 awards, swept the night.
Is that?
I don't know if it was.
Is that the most ever?
It's tied for most.
Yeah, with Titanic, right?
Titanic and Ben-Hur.
But, like, I think the Academy, they just saved up all those awards for till the trilogy was done. And then they were like, all right, yes. All right, yes. All right, yes.
Yeah.
You spent 3, 4, 5 years on this trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
we're going to throw you a fucking bone.
Did they?
Because before that, most like fantasy genre or sci-fi movies, they never fucking win anything.
They still don't.
If you want to do horror, sci-fi, or fantasy, never won shit at Oscars, movie-wise.
Yeah.
Like Game of Thrones, they might win...
Well, Emmys.
Oh, is it Emmys? Okay, cool. Emmys. I don't know words. But, yeah, they'll win for that shit, but, yeah, it's unprecedented.
Unprecedented.
Yep. They won, like, 11 for that trilogy.
But, anyway, so... Yeah.
Well, I will say, I look forward to a Danny Trejo, Spy Kids 3 combination.
Yeah, well, that's where it'll finally get the Oscar attention it deserves.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
Yeah, The Adventures of Sharknado.
Did I get to see Danny Trejo kill Taylor Lautner?
Was that
buy another ticket.
That's $15 out of my wallet.
Wait, was that still Robert Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Shark Girl and Lava Boy?
Lava Boy, yeah, whatever that was. That was Robert Rodriguez.
Was Danny Trejo in that?
Mm-hmm. God, I wish. Wait, so was he?
Is this the same... Dude, this Spy Kids is starting crossover? To freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know when his character began. Was it Desperado? And it was like... Because he...
Oh, with the knives? Mm-hmm. Throwing the knives?
And then did he... Yeah.
Is Danny Trejo the same character in every movie?
Basically, he plays Danny Trejo.
Listen to this podcast. We're going to do a deep dive.
I just want to know when he began and when he transitioned to the next universe.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about Danny Trejo Begins by Christopher Nolan?
He needs an origin story. It's like, what cornfield did he emerge from and become who he is?
So, Todd, Oscars.
This will be the longest edit that I've ever... It's like 17 minutes.
No, I want you to leave it in.
17 minutes just got...
What? My Oscar review?
This is a 70-second podcast.
Hi, I like Roma.
Wasn't this supposed to be a mini-sode? Anyway.
To be a mini-sode. Anyway, to play us out. It was, I was surprised that Green Book won as much as it did. I thought it was good. I didn't think it was as great as some of the other movies. So, but that, the Oscars will disappoint you sometimes. They don't give it to, I mean, Roma was the best movie I think that's come out in several years. So, I mean, it was like watching a movie of a different time. I mean, like the great movies they put out in the 60s and 70s.
That's Alfonso Cuarón or whatever. Cuarón. Did he get Best Director?
He did.
And nice.
He won Best Director and Best Cinematographer.
What? Nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he's the fucking tits.
Yeah.
He's done some good shit. I have not seen Gravity yet, but I've seen, you know, like the Prisoner of Azkaban.
He did Gravity too? Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty cool.
Y Tu Mamá También.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's the first one I saw.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of boobs in that.
And Children of Men. I don't know if you guys ever saw Children
of
Men.
Oh, yeah, with...
Gerard Butler, Clive Owen.
Yeah, Clive Owen. There you
go. Get them mixed up.
Yeah, the almost James Bond crew.
Mm. Yeah, that one's actually grown. Like, that one's become more of a cult classic, Children of Men.
It really has, yeah. It's a good film.
Because it's like a legit, essentially, kind of sci-fi, apocalyptic movie.
And that could have made my underrated movies list that didn't get talked about enough. Yeah. That's a great movie.
I really need to go back and watch that again.
Yeah. I think that's one of the best.
He was also in Clive Owen. I know we're just kind of digressing here, but Spike Lee film with Denzel Washington.
Inside Man.
That was a really good film.
I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good film.
I watched that in the theater.
And Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, who I thought was weird that he was playing
super
like
an Nazi.
Ex-Nazi.
Ex-Nazi, yeah.
It's like, man, he seems, I mean, how old is he supposed to be in this movie? Is he supposed to be
until
like
you think about it, yeah. It's just like
this 110 years old.
And I've been trying my entire life, and it's like, dude, you look painfully old.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, that was a good one.
The Oscars tend to give out like Homecoming King Awards, I think. It's like them giving Spike Lee the Oscar for screenplay. Was them like for like? Sorry, we haven't given you one already.
Yeah, in a while.
The right
and Malcolm X. We should. It's like Martin Scorsese for Departed. It's like, which was okay, But it's like, sorry, we didn't give you one for
the consolation prize.
Raging Bull. We should have given you one for Goodfellas. We should have done one for Taxi. So here you go. Here's one for Sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we fucked up. It's like, if you're counting at home, it's like 3-6 Mafia has one Oscar. Martin Scorsese has zero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Eminem had one Oscar.
Also. Yeah, one Oscar. Yeah.
So Cher had one Oscar.
Fuck.
Gosh. So,
wait, what's Cher? Moonstruck?
Moonstruck. Yep. So there you go. But yeah.
Oh, Sonny Bono.
On that note, this has been the Oscar mini-sode for Cinema Vino. I'm glad that the last thing Taylor said was Sonny Bono.
Gentle listener, we apologize for this train wreck.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you for everybody out there, and I want to say thanks to all the wine that we had previously before we came over. Mm-hmm. But thanks again to Todd for the delicious Voodoo Ranger that we tasted, and the Lagunitas Supercluster Ale, which I did partake in between wines, and thus where the episode went.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good to know. For my sign-off, don't forget to wear your hug. Get your seatbelt on.
I'm going to say go straight ahead and drown.
Turn around, don't drown. Or no,
ghost, no.
No, I said what I said.
Yeah, no, go straight ahead and drown.
Put a brick on the gas pedal. Yeah. Go right into that water.
And I mean, kind of leading the Travis's is
click it, don't tick it. Don't lay that trash on Oklahoma.
Yeah, Travis.
It's not Oklahoma.
Right, he is crying right now. Where it's just like, just recycle people. Mm-hmm. We'll